You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Do you have doubts that a vaccination center may be administering fake COVID vaccines? Well, the government has shared guidelines to identify fake jabs. But more on that later. Meanwhile, the fresh outbreak of Nipah virus in Kerala has turned out to be another cause of worry, as the state has reported its first death due to the virus in last 3 years. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast, where I'll give you all the top developments from India and around the world. Before I share more updates on the health front, let's first take a look at some more top stories on September 6th. First up, let's take a look at the market. Indian equity benchmarks surged to record highs for yet another day today, with the Nifty 50 index crossing the 17,350 mark, led by IT and consumer durable shares. The Sensex index rose 167 points to end at 58,296, while the broader Nifty 50 benchmark climbed 54 points to end at 17,377, both record closing highs. Moreover, several auto stocks today rose as the production-linked incentive scheme for the automobile sector is set to be announced this week. Nifty Auto was up 0.6%, with Eicher Motors, Bajaj Auto and Bharat Forge leading gains in the sectoral index today. Well, sources have told CNBC TV 18 that the scheme, which has been in the works for 9 months, is likely to be approved in the next cabinet meeting. The scheme has also been modified to promote new technologies, and the revised draft could include adoption of new technologies as one of the conditions for availing incentives under the scheme. Meanwhile, Bitcoin, the world's largest cryptocurrency, has climbed a 3.5-month high to trade above $50,000 in what seems to be a broader revival from the rout in May. Bitcoin scaled $50,940 late Friday and was changing hands at $51,775, that is 4% higher, earlier this afternoon. Bitcoin's break above $50,000 comes a day before El Salvador's plan to make the token a legal currency. Earlier in June, the South American country had approved the law and said that it will formally adopt Bitcoin as a legal currency on September 7. Moving on, in the run-up to assembly polls in Uttar Pradesh next year, the BJP has started Prabuddh Sammelan in 18 cities of the state, with Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressing a meeting in Varanasi. Deputy Chief Minister Keshav Prasad Maurya held one such meeting in Kanpur, while UP BJP Chief Swatantra Dev Singh addressed a gathering in Ayodhya. On the global front, amid the Afghanistan crisis, Taliban has claimed complete control of Panjshir, a province north of Kabul. This province was the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country and the only province the Taliban had not seized during their sweep in August. Witnesses said that thousands of Taliban fighters overrun 8 districts of Panjshir overnight. Now, moving on to New Zealand, where climate change has pushed the country to the warmest recorded winter. New Zealand's National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research said that for 3 months through August, the average temperature was 9.8 degrees Celsius. That's 1.3 degrees above the long-term average and 0.2 degrees higher than the previous record posted last year. Scientists have been keeping records since 1909, but most of the warmest winters have been recent. Now, coming back to health updates. In the wake of the World Health Organization identifying counterfeit versions of Covishield in Southeast Asia and Africa, India's Health Ministry has issued guidelines to identify fake COVID-19 vaccines. It shared a list of parameters with states and union territories to identify authentic versions of Covishield, Covaxin and Sputnik V, the three vaccines currently being used in India. On an authentic Covishield vaccine, the label color shade is dark green as per approved artwork, while color of the aluminium flip-off seal is also dark green. The brand name with trademark is mentioned on the original vaccine and the lettering is printed in special white ink to be more clear and readable. The general trend is to keep white lettering in reverse and just print the solid color. The text font of the generic name is in unbold. Moreover, the Serum Institute of India logo is printed at a unique angle and position which can only be identified by a select few who are aware of the exact details. The entire label has been given a special texture honeycomb effect which is visible only at a specific angle. To make it foolproof, the honeycomb design has also been altered slightly at certain strategic locations. On the other hand, on an authentic Covaxin shot, there is an invisible UV helix on the label, which is only visible under UV light. The micro text hidden in label claims dots, which is written as Covaxin, and a holographic effect has been given on Covaxin. Now, for Sputnik V, the English label is only available on the front and back of the carton of the 5 ampule pack, while for all other sides, including the primary label on the ampule, it is in Russian. Imported products are from two different bulk manufacturing sites from Russia. So, there are two different labels for both these sites. Information and design are the same, but the manufacturer's name is different. Meanwhile, Nipah virus has returned to haunt Kerala with a 12-year-old boy succumbing to the infection yesterday, that is September 5th, the first such incident 3 years after it wreaked havoc in parts of Kozhikode and Malappuram districts of the state. According to reports, one Nipah case has also been identified in Kerala's Calicut. Meanwhile, Dr. G.S. Samiran, District Collector of Tamil Nadu's Coimbatore, said that they're taking all necessary precautions on the border. Respiratory infection, muscle pain, vomiting, and sore throat are some of the symptoms of the Nipah infection. Other major symptoms include brain fever, pneumonia, dizziness and drowsiness, and encephalitis like neurological illness and seizures. As per WHO guidelines, the symptoms start emerging in the infected 5 to 14 days after the Nipah virus hits the host. However, in some cases, the incubation period of the virus can go up to 45 days, which means that the infected person can remain unaware of the disease and continue to infect others as well. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any query or suggestion, do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top headlines for the day. Until then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com. Thank you for listening.